Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying...
A podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, here. Straight Fire for Wednesday, July 14th. Fresh off the All-Star game last night. What a performance. You know, one of the coolest moments in recent MLB All-Star history where Vlad Guerrero hits a bomb. Right, wins the MVP. I mean, he hit, I think it was a 468-foot tape measure job. Otani started, got the win, and an Australian pitcher got the save. Quite a night for Major League Baseball. Just a great showcase event. Fox put on an outstanding show, and baseball fans have to be happy. In addition to baseball fans being happy, how about basketball fans? Finally, Team USA rebounding from, oof, back-to-back L's to Nigeria and Australia. USA takes its frustrations out on lowly Argentina. And I know Argentina historically had the golden generation with Manu Ginobili and company. That ain't this Argentina team. USA put it on them, won by, I think, like 28. If you haven't seen the highlight yet this morning, Zach LaVine basically levitating through the lane, hanging in the air, and then dunking, just detonating on the head of some Argentinian defender. It was filthy, totally nasty stuff from Zach LaVine. You guys know I am a huge Zach LaVine guy. The dunk was great. The win was better. I'll just say this about Argentina. They went to Vegas and they lost to Australia on a buzzer-beating three by Patty Mills. They got smoked by Nigeria and they got smoked by the USA. Don't think Argentina's going to be meddling at the Olympics in Japan, which started in, crazily, like 2 weeks. And because you guys know I like basketball, and because it was low-hanging fruit, before Argentina played the USA team, we were able to get an interview with Joe Vardon, the guy who went toe-to-toe with Popovich in the interview seen around the world on Tuesday. Vardon, of course, asking legitimate questions. Popovich tried to BS his way through it. Vardon called him on it, and Pop just tried to come over the top of him in the interview room. It was not a good look for Pop. I understand his frustrations. So we talked to Joe Vardon. You guys will like it. It is, 20, 25 minutes. He's not as negative on the team as I am. Obviously, against Argentina, Jason Tatum did not play, so they had a shorter bench. Beal looked good. KD looked good. Dame Lillard looked good. My guy Levine, I got to mention him twice in the first 3 minutes of the pod. But you guys will like Joe Vardon. Before we get to that, just a couple quick house cleaning items. Yes, thank you for all the kind words about the Saturday show. It's weird. Somehow, when I was able to pick the time slot that I wanted on the Saturday show, because I was on the East Coast and I wanted to, kind of get the show done early and out of the way. I don't want like a radio show in the middle of the weekend. It kind of ties up your day. So I wanted to do this radio show early on Saturdays. And coming out here, it made life, kind of tougher. Being on, waking up at 6 a.m. every Saturday. But it was awesome because, as luck would have it, my Saturday morning radio show had more affiliates than I think any sports talk show on iHeartRadio. And I know that's going to sound crazy, even bigger than some of the daily shows, I think bigger than all of them, except for the late Rush Limbaugh's show, who was carried on just a million channels. But for whatever reason, that early morning show that I did on Saturday was heard by more markets than anyone, because Saturday morning, not a lot of radio stations are putting out original content because the listening audience is diminished, except iHeart is in tons of markets. So the show had a massive following. I mean, I would get people saying, hey, man, you're part of my Saturday morning routine. Every weekend, I'm tuning in, and then I catch the rest of the podcast. And I was like, damn, that's awesome. And yeah, it is pretty cool. And the more I think about it, initially I was like, okay, I'll drop the Saturday show, no big deal. But then you think, man, I put 6 years into it. I had many producers who I became friendly with. Rob G, producer of this podcast, was one of my, I think he was my second weekend producer. And it's good, like right now when I do the Saturday show, after me used to be Steve Hartman, who we had on this podcast as a guest, a crazy guy in San Diego. But now it's TJ Houshmandzadeh and LeVar Arrington, a couple of really cool guys. I've become friendly with Hoosh. I've become friendly with LeVar Arrington. We are slated to do Undisputed and Speak for Yourself coming up here in short order. We're like the B team. We joke about it, LeVar and I and Houshmandzadeh. But like, we've got great camaraderie. Like, I've talked about this a lot. Like, the idea of going on TV used to be, 10 years ago was foreign to me. Like, I'm a blogger. I got no shot. And once you're able to prove yourself and climb in the ring and say, you're wrong about XYZ, here's why. And then someone is like, oh, I didn't think of it to look at that way, or I was not aware of that stat. You just bring something different to the table. And I've always tried to do that. I'm trying to do it with this podcast. I think I did it with the Saturday radio show. I think I've done that at Fox and FS1, and I would recommend, I get a lot of these Instagram DMs. Hey man, what would you recommend for a guy about to enter my senior year of college? I just finished college and I don't really know how to attack the workplace. I'm like, it's not easy. I don't need to revisit when I was coming out of college. I think I've talked about this briefly, but I was able to milk a fifth year out of college out of my parents because I had transferred from Virginia Tech to JMU. And, I spaced out the classes where I wasn't doing a ton of classes. I only needed a couple credits, but I milked both semesters. So I graduated halfway through, but I milked that final semester to stick around. And I had job offers before May. I had walked in December, and I was technically a graduate, but I had a couple other classes to go to. And I had job offers. I could have left them to go. I had a job offer in Kentucky. I had a job offer in Michigan. I was like, hell no, I don't want to go to those places. I got all my friends and like, I'm young. I want to party. Obviously I want to meet girls and like, I want to enjoy my young life. I don't want to go to some small town way off the map where I don't know anybody for hours. And you know, when you get your first job, you're working weekends and crappy hours. It ain't great, especially in the newspaper business, which is what I was going into. The thing is now, when you guys are asking me for advice, the game done changed, as everybody likes to note. Like, nobody wants to go into newspapers. Nobody wants to go into magazines. Magazines are dying. Everybody wants to go into web, but it's weird. The web doesn't pay. And a lot of people want to go into podcasting, but that always doesn't pay. TV's very difficult to crack. Radio's hard as hell. I mean, they got a bench of like 10 guys waiting, chomping at the bit to get my spot on Saturday. And it's like giving advice, it's difficult. And you've got to cut through. You've got to find kind of a niche. And what you find it where you, you know, where you start out thinking, oh, this could be my niche. You take it as long as you can. And then you see where other things are headed. And I think I said this on Monday's pod, skate where the puck is going, not where it has been. And then you pivot to the next one. And then on to the next one. You're constantly reinventing yourself in whatever field you go into. And in this sports field, folks, you know things are changing rapidly. Soccer is on the rise. Obviously, there's a lot of streaming happening now. Major League Baseball is going through kind of an interesting season. I think Ohtani's really altering things. And baseball's very popular still. Basketball, obviously, we know the social media angle. Like, there's just so much out there. And I think some of the stuff I've talked to you guys about on the Saturday show that really resonated, I'm going to start to bring a little more to this podcast, to Straight Fire. So obviously, look out for that here in the coming months. But before I prattle on any longer, let's talk to Joe Vardon from The Athletic about Team USA basketball.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where... A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
Let's welcome into Straight Fire a guy who he made news this week. We love to bring on guys who are newsmakers. He got into it with Popovich. That might be a bit strong. I don't want to oversell it. But you guys know his work. He's covered LeBron for many years. Now he's at The Athletic. Joe Vardon. Joe, how are you, man?
I'm doing fine. Doing fine. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for taking the time to come on. As soon as I saw the exchange last night and everybody was saying on social media, oh, look at Vardon stirring it up again, I hit up Rob G. I'm like, Rob, we need to get Vardon on the pod. First of all, we'll get to the Team USA stuff. But your question to me seemed very fair. And Popovich was flat out lying or being willfully ignorant, saying, well, nobody blows him out. I mean, I've seen all the numbers. The last time the U.S. played Nigeria in an exhibition, they won by like 80-something points.
That's right.
And in the Olympics, they won by like, I think, 40. So, I don't know. Take me through the Pop exchange.
No, well, thank you, and I'm happy to do it. I think where we need to start is that the question was not directed towards Coach. It was directed towards Dame. And the reason is, right now, with availability being what it is and with the COVID stuff, and we're working through it all, we only get so many cracks at these players. It's not like we can go hang out at lockers like we used to and ask them questions on the spot. So Team USA didn't practice the day after losing to Nigeria. And so there was no media availability. And then they lose to Australia. So this is the first time I've seen a player since the 4 minutes that we got a chance to talk to those guys after the Nigeria game. And so I asked Dame what it was like for him having sat at home and watched the 2014 team that he got cut from, the 2016 team that he decided not to join. And I did say the words blow them out because the average margin of victory in those 2 years was like 32 points and 30 points respectively. It's right there in the Team USA notes. But I was also thinking about how those teams went undefeated. Okay. And then now you're looking at this team, Damian's first two games with Team USA, they're 0-2. And then, in these two summers under Popovich, they were 9-5. So I just wanted to ask him what that was like to watch what he watched on TV and then to be experiencing the other end of it. And he gave me a great answer. You know, he said it was different. But then he also said, I've also seen Team USA be challenged before, but maybe never lose two in a row. And so then Coach interjected. And he interjected based off of a question that I asked him after losing to Nigeria, in which I said to him, I am asking this question from the angle of American exceptionalism in basketball. I admit it. I said that. And then I said, but you lost to Nigeria after you've been preaching defense and rebounding and respecting opponents and then losing the way you did. does that mean that the messages aren't getting through? And he gave an answer, a nice answer, nice enough. But so he was going to use this opportunity, I guess, I don't know why, but he put himself into that discussion. And when he started to say what he was saying, I wasn't going to allow him to make those statements that are untrue, and like to use it to kind of make an example out of me. So the part of the audio that you can't really hear is when he's talking and he's starting to say what he's saying. I'm just saying, no, that's not true. The 2 years I was talking about to Dame, like your average margin of victory was 29 and 30. And that you did win the 2016 gold medal game in the Rio Olympics by 30 points.
Right.
So this isn't true. But you couldn't hear that.
Right.
You could just hear what he said.
And the grandstanding was a bit much from Pop. I'll just start here, Joe. You know, Pop has accomplished a lot in his career. Five rings. Nobody's trying to challenge his credentials. Obviously, one of the best five coaches in NBA history.
Yep.
Is he the guy at the age of 72? To lead a bunch of multimillionaires who are really going to Japan, let's be real, to bolster their brand globally, sell more sneakers, all that fun stuff. Is he the guy for this group?
You know, I've been thinking about that, and it's like you really do want to give the proper respect and due credit that he deserves for one of the most remarkable NBA coaching careers that the league has ever known. There's no question about that. When it comes to this team and you look at the record and you say, well, whatever Pop is doing, it's not working. But I think you do have to include more people when you're talking about the failures to this point. I mean, the roster construction is what it is. Mm-hmm. That has been an issue. Certain stars either not wanting to play or being injured has been an issue. And then, like in these games, you know, when they lose, like the execution at the end has been suspect.
And to put it mildly.
Yeah. I mean, in these two losses that we've seen already this week, I mean, KD, who obviously is maybe going to go down as the greatest Olympic basketball player ever, he's 10 of 30. So, you know, can Popovich coach that? I don't know. I thought, and I still do think that Greg has a way with these players. He has these team dinners. He buys all the wine. They open up, they grow closer. It worked for decades in San Antonio. And I still think it can work, but there are things that aren't working right now, and they haven't worked for two summers, and they have to figure it out. And it's got to be him that does it.
I was told that the team that started against Nigeria, I think it was four all-NBA players from this season and Kevin Durant, who is an all-NBA guy. I was told they had never practiced together. Is that accurate or no?
I don't see how it could be. They practiced together for 4 days last week in Vegas.
Leading up. So they have practiced together, but they've never played a game together. I guess they'd scrimmaged in practice.
Yeah. They played against the select team, which is like the group of younger players.
Sadiq Bey.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Darius Garland, those guys. And from what I was told, the select team was pretty tough on them, especially early. And that's not good.
That's really bad. Now, I will say, the issue with the roster construction, we could dive deep. I'll just start, like, their big men are basically Kevin Love and Draymond Green. Kevin Love hasn't done a damn thing in the league in 2 years.
Yeah.
I know you covered him a lot in Cleveland. You probably know him very well. It was all the hubbub. Was he chosen for this team because he's white? I'll ask you, like, A, are these bigs good enough to go against the European bigs who can dominate inside? And where the hell is Julius Randle? You know, where is why don't they have Christian Wood as a floor spacer? Like, I feel like they have options. Obviously, the Karl Anthony Towns situation, because he played for what was it, Puerto Rico or something?
Yeah.
He's ineligible.
Yeah, those are great points, especially having seen what we've seen lately. You know, they made a conscious decision. And by the way, Bam Adebayo is part of that group.
Yes.
And he had not played well in these first two games. Not played well at all. You know, they made a conscious decision to go with Kevin. And they explained it to a T. You know, Greg, I mean, he said, listen, we need Rudy Gobert when we play France to move away from the rim. Kevin is one of the few bigs in the NBA who's American, who can shoot threes. And we didn't have that in the World Cup in 2019. And so that's why he's there, and that's fine. But in these two, in the first two games, you know, Kevin played 3 minutes and had three fouls. He didn't play at all against Australia. So yeah, then so you start asking those questions like, well, you know, Julius, obviously, like, I mean, I think I gave him a fifth place vote for MVP. Like he had a remarkable year. And then you start asking those questions like, well, why this guy instead of that guy?
I just wonder, will the team so the Bucks are playing the Suns in the finals, and I believe what Drew Holiday is certainly a guy that would make the team, and then I assume Devin Booker as well.
Well, Devin and then also Chris Middleton is a holdover, yeah.
So those three guys will certainly add something, but again, they're going to be coming off a grueling playoffs, right? They're going to probably go from however long the series goes, and then 3 days later they're in Japan. I don't think we can expect them to contribute early. I don't know. What do you think? There's no like savior coming in on a white horse to save the day, is there?
No. I mean, the saviors are on the team. The saviors are Damian Lillard, who can go, let's say in a 40-minute game, let's say he can go off for 40, okay, instead of 50. And Kevin Durant. Like those are the quote saviors. What these three guys will do are the following. Drew Holiday will immediately be their best on-ball defender. End of discussion. He won't start, but he could. And he certainly will come off the bench and play good minutes. Devin Booker can spell and push Bradley Beal. And is certainly going to be somebody who can come in and be electric off the bench in a way that maybe Zach LaVine has not been able to do so far. And then Chris Middleton makes it so you don't have to play Jeremy Grant. So those are all like contributions. Those are things they don't have. But the big guns are there.
Right. Now, I'll challenge you a little bit. Do you think, in terms of fit in an international game, Chris Middleton's an upgrade over Jeremy Grant?
I do. But your point is well taken. It's very well taken because Chris struggled mightily in China. I mean, he really had a hard time over there, especially in the loss to France and then again to Serbia. But he's evolved so much as a player that, yeah, I do think he's an upgrade over Jeremy, but he's not going to be, you know, it's not LeBron or Steph coming in on a white horse to save him. That's not how this works.
I don't know. Listen, everybody thinks they're probably going to end up winning gold. But when you start to look at the opener against France, and like you said, Rudy Gobert can just stand because there is no goaltending rule, right, at the Olympics.
No, there is a goaltending rule. There is no 3 seconds.
No defensive, correct. No defensive 3 seconds. But yeah. What happened with the late free throw against Nigeria? It appeared as if the ball was basically pulled off the rim and the U.S. was looking for like, wait, where's the call? And there was no call. What was the ruling there?
That's right. No, the ruling was correct. In international play, you can knock a ball off of a rim. What you cannot do is interfere with the ball that has not touched a rim that's on its way down. That is the goaltend, and the U.S. was actually called for one yesterday. So the play was correct. Mike Brown and his staff did a great job of teaching the Nigerians how to do that. so, yeah, that's the rule.
because, I went and bet France getting 16.5 in the opener. France's lineup, cool. You know, I mean, 16.5 for a team that's just lost two exhibition games. I don't know how in the next 2 weeks, Joe, dramatically things are going to change. Do you? I mean, do you think – I don't expect the losing to continue, but I can't imagine how all of a sudden in 2 weeks this team's going to magically get it together.
I think, because I was with them in China, and you could say, well, you know, that wasn't nearly as good of a roster as this one, and I guess that's true, but that's like, you know, Pop was demanding respect from me and from us of these other teams. Well, if that's the case, then I also need to respect the NBA players who went on the behalf of the United States and finished in seventh 2 years ago. And so
let me go over that for anybody who forgot the 2019 World Cup in China, which is everyone. They had Donovan Mitchell, Harrison Barnes, Joe Harris, Middleton, Kemba Walker, Tatum, who barely played, Marcus Smart, Plumlee. So I guess this team's a little bit better. But I don't think it's demonstrably better. Do you?
No, right. I don't. And so that's the point, is that like I am not going to say that I expect the United States to win gold anymore. I think they can and I think they may. But you know, let's say they get out of pool play against a tough French team and also the Czech Republic, which is really good. You know, in a medal round, Luka Doncic could go for 40 and beat this team on his own. He could, of course.
I mean, that is sad to think about, but I'm 100% with you. I don't care how good of a defender Jrue Holiday is. Luke is going to get whatever he wants. And he's been playing with those guys for a while.
Yeah, he has. He has. So, listen, like, depending on your point of view, this is either going to be really exciting or really stressful, but it's going to be a very competitive Olympic tournament.
All right, let me go back to the Nigeria game. I don't want to sell them short. They did have seven NBA players on the roster, I counted, but none of them are NBA starters. Okay? Now, yeah. Australia, is that accurate, right?
That is exactly accurate. Well, okay. It depends on what you think about Okafor.
Oh, come on, Jahlil Okafor, get out of here. I did love him coming out of Duke. But at any rate, like the Australia team, I feel like is better. Now, the scary thing is they didn't even have Ben Simmons, who is electing to hang out with his girlfriend all summer instead of play basketball for Australia. But we haven't talked. France is, like you said, pretty good. I'm looking at this Czech Republic roster. I don't see any NBA guys. Do you?
Oh, yes. Saturansky.
Oh, Saturansky. Sure. I'm sorry. I missed it. And Jan Vesely, the former Wizard, who was, I think, a lottery pick and was a colossal bust. But this is a good get back for him.
Yeah, and I mean, they were solid in China, and then, you know, they came through their qualifier just now, and it's just FIBA basketball is different. And these guys who are role players at best on these NBA teams, they get on their national teams and they play like stars. They just do. You know, so like Patty Mills, for instance, last night, who obviously he's had a great NBA career, but my goodness, like he shredded Team USA, had 21 points and like 4 assists. You know, I don't know if he did. I don't know how many times he did that for the Spurs this season, but not many.
Yeah. Listen, Damian Lillard's an incredible player. He's, you know, an MVP candidate. He got destroyed head to head by Patty Mills. Now, I just put it in context, Joe. How the hell does that happen?
Well, I mean, Damian, I guess he's, you know, he's got some liabilities defensively. but, you know, I think there's also, and this is kind of the hope too. Like you could say, like the way a pitcher in spring training throws only one pitch in his in an outing to work on it, or like Bill Belichick's Patriots during the preseason, they work on one thing and they lose, so they get better at it. Team USA switched every single pick and roll and every slip screen and all that stuff last night and got shredded doing it. So maybe, you know, that has something to do with it. But like that's the thing. And that's kind of puts this in context, is that like, yes, Damian struggles defensively, but the margin for error on the rest of the team is so small that Team USA couldn't overcome that. And that's the first time really, I mean, at least since, you know, the 04 debacle that we've ever seen that before.
Yeah. Joe, I'm a huge Zach LaVine fan, but he's never played a big basketball game in his life.
Yeah.
And the idea that he's supposed to come off the bench and all of a sudden lead a team. I mean, we know he's a combo guard. He's not a pure point. What are they doing? Is Zach LaVine really your backup point guard?
Well, keep in mind though, Jrue Holiday, who actually is the one, he's not there,
right?
And I think some of this speaks to, you know, the guys who just said no or got hurt, like James Harden and Kyrie Irving. When you add those three guys who are playing in the finals, like you are leaving yourself vulnerable for stuff like what's happening now. And then also, like, you put yourself behind the eight ball as far as getting everybody on the same page. Like, these three dudes are probably going to join this team literally in Tokyo. And they won't know any of the stuff, any of the sets, and they'll be tired. And it's just, you know, that's going to be a lot to overcome. They could play the French with 9 players.
This could be a bloodbath for the U.S. in Japan.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. because, God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, a couple more questions real quick. Draymond Green, I read your piece in The Athletic on Draymond Green's secrets to a great Team USA defense, which is, in hindsight, kind of comical, given they couldn't stop a nosebleed in the two openers. Maybe that'll change. But is Draymond Green there as a recruiting tool to get Dame Lillard to the Warriors or poach someone else? Because I don't know. The guy can't do anything offensively. Nothing.
Well, certainly the company line is that Draymond is a first-team all-defensive NBA player now at age 31. Steve Kerr told the Team USA committee for putting the roster together that there is no better 1-5 defender in the league than Draymond as far as being able to defend every position. So that's all – that is ostensibly why he is there. Now, you know, Steve's also the coach of the Warriors, and Draymond plays for the Warriors. And, in addition to, like, whatever recruiting Draymond can do, you know, before the Australia game, it was literally Steve Kerr who was feeding Damian all of his passes and flips for Damian's pregame workout. So these are things that are just unavoidable, and they're part of the Team USA lore. It just happens. And now literally the coach of the Warriors gets to work with Dame Lillard every single day.
That is fascinating. I don't know. Listen, I'm just spitballing. We got a long way to go to free agency, but do you see any way Dame fits on the Warriors with Curry, Clay, Draymond? I mean, their backcourt will be a sieve defensively, but nobody plays defense in the league anyway now, right? Maybe it doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, I think we don't know how healthy Clay Thompson's going to be, how well he'll be able to move, but he's obviously an excellent defender, and Draymond is still very good. I mean, obviously, first team all NBA. I think the question would be what would they have had to give up to get Damian? And then, like, so then you say, now what does the roster look like? But
yeah,
I mean, you know, but put those two, I mean, they are smaller, Steph and Damian. So you have some questions there, but I mean, two of the most dynamic game changing players that we have in the league.
Are you surprised Joe Zion Williamson is not on this team?
Surprise, no. I wish he would have done it for him. I think it would have been great for him, especially with sort of the discontent that either he or his family is experiencing in New Orleans and things like that. It would have been great to put him around a roster full of players who have enjoyed success in the league like some of these guys have.
Is there a reason you think he's not here? I mean, we know Anthony Davis is hurt. We get that. Anthony Davis here would be a game changer for this team at both ends. Zion could be too. Why isn't he here?
You know, I honestly could speculate, but I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But, you know, he lists, like, his advisors are his family. And I, like, it, obviously they had some questions or concerns. It could be any number of things. I don't want to speculate, but they didn't feel this was right for him, and so he didn't do it.
All right, Joe, I'll spin it forward on the final question. Do you believe if the U.S. does not win gold, we will not see NBA players in the Olympics going forward? Will they just totally revamp the system, say this has run its course, we're going to get a bunch of 23 and under guys, we're going to start building them from high school and college, and we're going to that's going to be our foundation as opposed to this NBA team? Because we don't want our league getting embarrassed losing. Should we lose to Iran or something crazy like that happens? That will not happen. But could this be the last chance of seeing NBA players in the Olympics?
No, especially, I mean, for like a bunch of reasons, but here's one for you. The 2024 Olympics are in Paris. It's one of the most beautiful, wonderful cities in the world. There's no way that NBA pros would reject the opportunity to go and hang out and play there for 2 weeks in the summer of 2024. That's not happening.
Okay, fair enough. Maybe after that. But listen, you don't want to be the team. Actually, you want to be the team that follows the team that doesn't win gold, because then
That's
the
right.
Expectations are low and you can smash everybody. All right, Joe Vardon, great stuff. Try not to get into Pop any issues with him. I know he's old and ornery, but you do a great job. I love your work, and enjoy Team USA and Japan, obviously.
Yeah, I enjoyed this. Thanks for having me, and thank you for all that.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.